Good nights. Triple J.
Now, let's talk about this EP. You worked on it over a six-month period towards the tail end of 2019 and the start of 2020. I saw on your Instagram you said, I love these songs so much and this release feels like a timestamp for a really weird and special and painful, beautiful part of my life. Can you elaborate on that caption? Because I was like, ooh, I want to know more.
Yeah, totally. When I wrote that, I actually figured that people might have thought it was about this kind of isolation period, but it wasn't at all. It was, I don't know, I think like, because I moved out last year. I'm from like regional New South Wales, and I moved to Sydney last year, which was like, at first I just really hated it because I'd never been away from my family. So it was really, it was really hard for a bit. And then I just got used to it, and then it was like the best time of my life. So it was kind of about that. Like, I was just really sad for a while. And I was still working on music, and everything was fine, but I was just really like depressed for a bit. I just got used to it, and then everything got better. So then it was like the best time of my life. So it was kind of a bit of both. And that was when I was making a lot of this music, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's also kind of crazy as well that you've made this incredible club music on Bloomiere, and now you can't even go to a club to experience this. It's so strange.
It's so annoying. And I was thinking about this like when I was playing out the songs on the What's So Not Tour, which was in March, like just before all the restrictions started happening, and the songs were like almost done. And I remember thinking like, oh, the next tour they're going to be done and then I'll get to play them out. But alas.
And, you know, it's so crazy because I was reading about your process, because you're 20 now and you started making music. Was it like 4 years ago?
I feel like I've kind of been doing it for ages, but I started making like semi-decent music maybe 3 years ago. I feel like I've been producing for like 10 years, but it was just like fun and silly stuff.
Yeah,
for a long time.
I read that you were sort of feeling like you were making this music before you could go to a club. You were making it at home for like at home listening. And it's so weird that you've come like full circle now, because you released Bloomiere and then you had like a virtual like party, release party from home. How did that go down?
It was so fun. And I mean, that's why I don't think like, I don't know, I saw some people saying that like, oh, what if dance music isn't as popular? But I feel like there's so many people like me who love listening to it at home as well. And clubbing material is so much fun. And I've been going on nights where I haven't played as well and just like hanging out. And it really, like, I was really skeptical before I went to the first one. I was like, oh, I don't know if this will be like, because you know what stuff's like over Zoom, like it can be hard and stuff. But yeah. I really feel like I'm hanging out with my friends because the chat's kind of going off and everyone knows all the music that's getting played. So it just feels like a big like sleepover or something. It's really fun.
I was thinking about your club music and sort of this vibe that you're getting off Bloomiere, which is an incredible EP, and when I see it I think of like if Elsa created like glitchy club anthems in like her Ice Palace. I don't know if that's a vibe that you vibe with, but I wanted I wanted to ask you if you could create a dream club / Nina Jirachi gig experience, what would it look and sound like?
Wow, I regret that I didn't have time to like think about this, and I'm having to make this up on the spot.
you can be like as visual, as creative and creative as possible. Like, I feel like for me, like there's got to be some sort of ice tower in the club that people can just, go up to and touch.
I think so too. I think it would definitely be blue. That's just my favorite color, and I feel like I just always come back to it with all my cover arts and stuff like that. So I think it would definitely be blue, and it would definitely be a blue castle of some sort. But I also feel like it would be like inside a computer, like kind of a place where you could just like put on kind of any avatar you wanted as well and just like rock up to the club looking like, I don't know. I'm thinking of this because the other week I played a club event inside VR chat and I was Goku, so I think it would be so sick. That would be my dream nightclub, where you could just rock up as like any avatar and just look however. That would be
so fun. Oh my gosh, my mind is like racing of the possibilities, because I love a little bit of a game myself, and making the avatar is the most fun bit, so that's sick. I love that. Now, Nina, like, one of the most notable things on this EP is that you're singing on it, and that's kind of a big deal. How come you've hidden this talent from us for so long?
I don't feel like it's a talent, and I'm not saying that to be like, oh, I suck. Like, I'm not at all fishing for compliments here. Like, I really don't feel like a singer, and I never really have. And I only started feeling comfortable putting my voice in my music because I got autotune, and that was it. And that made me feel like I could just sing as a robot. And then, I don't know, I guess I, like, figured out my confidence through using that, if that makes sense. But yeah, I think it was also just like working with a lot of vocalists over the last couple of years and watching how they work and doing a bit of vocal training and learning how to produce vocals better. I just figured out like, oh, it's actually not that deep and I can give this a go as well, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, totally. Do you feel like there's more of a vulnerable side to you now that you're sort of singing and putting those like lyrics from your own heart into it?
Yeah, I think so. But I'm kind of over that now. Like, because I've sat on that song for a while before it came out. Like, I think by the time it was released, I was kind of like, yeah, I'm happy with this. But definitely when I was kind of finishing it off and like showing it to people, like my friends for the first time, that was really scary. But now that everyone's heard it, it's kind of like, oh, it's out there. I guess I'll just keep doing this now.
What singers inspire you, and what do you get excited to hear?
I think I've mostly been inspired by the people I've worked with. So my friend Coda Banks is amazing, and we've been working together so much over the last year and a bit. So I've been really, really, really inspired by her and learnt so much from working with her. I'm also really inspired by Morat. I think she's great, and I love her writing, how it's like just, I don't know, it's very like simple but really heartfelt as well. I think that's really nice. And I guess I was also really inspired by Charli XCX when she changed her sound, as like a lot of people were. And I guess like hearing auto-tune like that made me think, okay, I guess I'll just buy it and give that a go. And that was how I kind of found my confidence with it and stuff.
Yeah. Well, now that you've got like the singing sort of muscle into things, like compared to how you made songs before, like example, like on your Lapland EP where you weren't really singing, what comes first for you now in the writing process or the making process?
It's totally different every time. Probably every single song has a different story, but I guess I'm definitely still a producer more than anything. So if I'm going to the studio for a day and I'm sitting and down and consciously working on music, then I'm going to be producing. Like, I don't really sit down to write unless I'm doing it with like a friend or something. So I guess in that sense, the production still comes first. So generally when I'm writing, it's because I'm like walking to work or something, or I'm like in the shower and I think of something and I voice memo it, and then I'll bring out those voice memos later, almost as like just another production element while I'm producing, if that makes sense. So it's definitely still production at the forefront for me. I just kind of like to treat the voice like it's just another instrument, because it is really, I think.
Good night. Triple J.